And Detour, take it away.
I missed it, so man, yet never. Run here, make fi go.
Like
so God met we and I saw it a fi go.
Like
no man just buck a girl and get up.
Like
so I could lay a man and them no know.
Like
we have a thing when you're getting sick.
To Hotel the Blues, you're on 90.3 CKUT FM. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to the king.
You are now tuned into the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't happen. We are culture. Nothing moves without us. We just continue to give it away. And it's cool. Everyone can participate. Nike still works with joy.
Right.
It's just the nature of our relationship has to change.
I know how to be number two.
What?
And that's the problem.
You mean that's
niggas
the solution?
Don't know,
right?
That's the problem.
That's the ball.
That's the problem.
That's the ball.
Niggas don't know how to play their position. If you're a mechanic, you're a mechanic. If you're a barber, you're a barber. Everybody want to be the chief. Nobody want to be the Indian. Nobody want to play lawyer.
Fact.
When I was coming up, my brother was the boss. I wasn't the boss. I was the second in command. So when my brother got out the car, I held the door for him. And when he walked out, I walked next to him like this. I knew how to be number two.
But when did that shift happen?
You're not
happen?
Listening to me. It happened my whole life. Where, so what I'm trying to tell
this
you is
crazy.
We in the streets. I know how to be number two.
From jump?
Nigga, I am rich, okay? I am rich.
Talk that talk, Joe.
I can't stop making money. I just make it. I'm going to be honest with you. When I'm around my little brother Khaled, I am not richer than him. So I open the door.
There it is.
Speeding your highways to make it to you, but there's too much traffic between us. I promise I'll make my way right back to you. So set the table for two, 'cause I'm coming home.
I'll be there in five, I'll be there in five. 4:45, I'm barely pulling out the driveway. Was with the homies, getting high like Friday. Casey and JoJo, time slipped away from me. 6:05, still on my way. On a 4:05, and it's stuck on state. Look, I ain't trying to make your hair turn gray. Waiting for me, I'm in route, baby, save me a play, yeah.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana.
It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
I'm speeding your highways to make it to you, but there's too much traffic between us. Promise I'll make my way right back to you, to you. So set the table for two, 'cause I'm coming home.
I'll be there in five, I'll be there in five. 4:45, I'm barely pulling out the driveway. Was with the homies, getting high like Friday. Casey and JoJo, time slipped away from me. 6:05, still on my way. On a 4:05, and it's stuck on state. Look, I ain't trying to make your hair turn gray. Waiting for me, I'm en route, baby, save me a play, yeah, yeah.
I'm speeding your highways to make it to you, but there's too much traffic between us. I promise I'll make my way right back to you, to you. So set the table for two, 'cause I'm coming home.
Doing 85 on a 105, looking at the dash just to see what the clock say. CHP dodging while I'm on the highway. CPT
gotta blame it on my DNA.
705,
still on my way. On a 101, missing 101 with you. I ain't trying to make your head turn gray. Waiting for me, I'm en route, baby, save me a play, yeah, yeah.
I'm treating your heart, ways to make it to you. But there's too much traffic between us. I promise I'll make my way right back to you. So set the table for.
Montreal, my city. Day and night. September 9th.
It's different every time we make love. DJ Maddie, we're gonna slow down this morning. It's the best of R&B. It's the Morning Detour. It's the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Lambo's in the building. If y'all ain't know, we poolside. You catch us on Twitch, we on Facebook, we on YouTube. It's one destination, Detour 514. It's going out to all the lovers. You know how we doing things this morning. Smoothing out, pulling out my Drake Barry White. I'm going to have to perm my hair this Friday. Big Will going to bring me to the salon. I want all the curls to just drip on you. Montreal might say, let's get it.
Gripping, dripping like ice. Come every night. Feelings on dynamite. My love is explosive. Send chills down to my spine. Breathing, enjoy the high. I crave it day and night. It's different every time we make love. The way your body sways. The feeling is killing, but it's kind of contagious. Deep in, but I just can't pull out. I like how you sway. 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 I like how you sway.
Before you talk about for minutes, you can't keep my name out your mouth. I'm like your dentist. We keep going back and forth, Serena and Venice. Every single day, a different place, a different feeling. Yeah.
I need more, don't make me wait right now. Give all that you could take right now. These walls will never say right now. It's different every time we make love. The way your body sways. The feeling is killing, but it's kind of
cool. Can't do that nonchalant. Miss it ain't even that type of party. If that's how you roll, then you copy. Can't be nobody, I call my shawty.
Let me turn up Lambo's mic. I'm getting too much comments. I ain't turning your mic up right, boy. That confusion, Lambo. Oh,
oh
boy.
No, people coming at you.
Well, listen, they say you throw it at her, and sometimes her mic is not on. You know what I mean? Maddie, you know you're going to pull up this tune, you know. Capella Gray. I thought you were going to play this after the opening break, but I guess we're going to kick it off early. Montreal, my city. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Listen, I don't know, man. I'm living the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
That's right.
The pool is heated. I pulled up here. I saw some steam coming from the thing. Oh, boy, you can't go back to the hood after you come to Pancor. You know how things are going on, man. Number the best hip-hop, R&B, trap music. I think Big Will is up in here again, man. Big Will and friends, man. He brought some friends. See, now things are going on. I don't know what. I don't know why DJ Maddie has a racket. Okay, I ain't going to talk no more. Let's him play.
Want you back, but I can't do confusion. No, can't be nobody I call my girl or no.
I would rather both of us be honest. Sometimes I gotta act like it's nothing. I heard you for the streets and you running. That's how you coming. You gotta let me know. Cause I refuse to let it get me. I'm looking stupid. Only who can stand me in my back is Cupid. When you look like that, I know you got some losses. I know you a nuisance. Stop with the illusion. Say that she's suffering. That's not her girl. You cool with. How could you blame me for playing it safe? Acting like you really feel the way. Oh, that's nonsense. You know I gotta take my car.
I could blame it on the physical. I could blame it on your lips, your touch, your kiss, you know, real traditional. But your love's too original. You were anything but conventional. Baby, did you know that from the moment we fell in and knew we couldn't fall back, knew I'd always crawl back? Cause baby, it's the everything for me. For me, for me. Baby, it's the everything for me. For me, oh, for me. Cause baby, it's the everything, no trying. You'll be shining my silver lining. Cause baby, it's the everything for me. For me, yeah, oh, for me. Love the way you teach me. Love the way you listen. You know all my details. You're so damn attentive. You got my attention, babe. Can't forget to mention, babe. I'ma keep you lifted. You girls, I don't know what to say that they had it. And how many bitches the beat can you miss?
Y'all about to find out who I am. It's
the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the morning detour show.
With me, run that mile with me, catch some flies out with me. Oh, I met your energy, match your flat perfectly. Lips talk intensively, want you extensively. Made for me, think you was made with me, shit feel like destiny. Cause baby, it's the everything for me. For me, oh, for me. This is such a different thing for me. For me, oh, for me. Baby, it's the everything, no trying.
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
I love it when I'm in your car and in your presence. I show you all these songs I wrote about you, baby. I play the songs that you inspire. Babe, are you home? Let's take a ride. I love it when I'm in your car and in your presence.
I'm on your wings, let's get in the wind. I don't know when I'ma be back this way, this way, this way. So come on outside.
Got it tinted, they cannot see in. I played the OJ, she was like,
okay, okay, okay. What you know about?
What's the tea, Anna? Roll this eighth up and get makeup on my tea, Anna.
Do it major, not stop fly, we overseas, Nana. I won't get you out your shell, bon appetit, Anna.
So what you saying, we can make it the whole team, Anna. My trousers, Burberry, big style.
No baby shower, get in my car. Show you my scars so you can bless her.
Ooh, anytime you pull up, I make room. Girl, I keep them vacancies for you.
Pull up on you.
Two-seater, windows up, they watching us. Run it back, you missed the drop. Two-seater, windows up, they watching us. Run it back, you missed the drop.
I love it when I'm in your car and in your presence.
I show you all these songs I wrote about you, baby. I play the songs that you inspire. Babe, are you home? Let's take a ride. I love it when I'm in your car and in your presence.
Yeah, yeah. Never not thinking, I think too much. I keep the feelings tucked, playing tough, hoping you don't call my bluff. This is scary, are we getting close? When you're around me, I do the most. Can't hide it, no more it shows. I introduce you to D'Angelo and Esperanza. Trying to impress you is all I do, Stevie Wonder. We feel a mellow, so we play some JD. Cue up the Kanye, cause I see you waiting. I'm taking you to places you ain't been. My playlist is how you get to know me. Ain't nothing hidden, wear my heart up on my sleeve. But still I keep it Gucci like I'm rocking red and green. You know I'm fire, and I'm your number one supplier. I take you higher, where to that tree and the Messiah. Hope you play this when you feel euphoria. Yeah, they say they love you, did they write a song for ya? Huh?
Y'all about to find out who I am.
It's the real Svetlana. It's about to get real in here.
It's the Morning Detour Show.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
You love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
No, it's kind of crazy. Is there a little something on the screen here? But we can't. I got to get you on it a little bit too. They don't want to see me. Big Will's on like 18 different platforms right now. All right, let's get it. 7:19 in the morning. Good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Montreal. Listen, talk about visibility. We are on every platform this morning. We are on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, IG, The Real Svetlana, W Moon Chaser. Detail 504, where you want to join the screen? We're giving the HD. What am I supposed to do here now?
I don't know. It
we're on Instagram Live too. I don't know if y'all gonna hear the same audio. We're looking for another cord to plug in the audio to the Instagram Live as well, so y'all can hear the background music. But good morning. I see everybody's in despair. Some of y'all didn't even know that we're part of the British Commonwealth. You see that white lady on our money? Yeah, she passed away, man. She was the death of Queen Elizabeth II. She was 96, according to the Buckingham Palace. Her death brings close a reign that spanned 7 decades and made her the most recognizable woman in the world. As monarch, the queen is automatically granted a publicly funded state funeral. Lambo has all kinds of issues with that. In case you don't know, you think because it's in England. No, we're going to pay for it.
We're
all going to pay for it.
People don't understand. They need to learn their history. Everything with the Commonwealth, being a part of the Commonwealth.
Right.
First of all, let's start with the fact that the royal family, I'm going to school some people, but the royal family, okay, the reason why they're wealthy, it's not because they come from a lineage of wealth, okay? Mm. They come from a lineage of taking public funding from the people. That's where the money comes from. They use the public's money for everything that they do, for every tour that they go on, every handshake that they do, every funeral, every wedding, everything comes from us.
We're all paying for it. This is going to be a great funeral. You know, when I ever think about the monarch and the British family, I always think about Princess Diana and Charles's wedding. Mm. That was a thing. And I've been to England. England is great. I love England. England is great. It's foggy. It's unfriendly. It's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. So finally, imagine waiting for this your whole life. Your Charles was ready to be king like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Imagine how salty he is. Like, now he's mad old, like he's king now. I didn't know you guys were like, you guys are so insensitive for the Morning Detour. Mm. You guys are not even saying, what about the queen? Mm. I want everybody to watch. I'm watching the numbers. We're going to come back next week. The numbers for The Crown on Netflix are going to be
amazing. It's amazing. It's going to be amazing show. I love that TV series.
So if you're new to the show, you know, we're trying to get our Twitch numbers up. It's our first day doing Twitch. Follow us on Twitch, Detour504. So if you feel like the show's cutting you short, you know, you have to leave the car, you're in traffic, you're going into work, you can still follow the Morning Detour on Twitch, Detour504. This morning, I think we have some kind of an election on October 3rd. I don't know if it's provincial. Listen, we need to get better versed on that.
It's supposed to be provincial.
it's provincial or is it municipal?
It's provincial. It's not municipal.
God damn. Who are you voting for? There's so much layers.
Well, we know somebody's just doing municipal, so in a provincial election.
You need to stop it, boy. We look Anderson Cooper in the morning now. It's the Black CN. So, but we have Keenan Clark. He's a candidate for Montreal, Bloc Montréal. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Magritte Bourgeois district. Apparently, that's LaSalle. we don't know nothing, bro. I'm looking at this Magritte Bourgeois. I thought this was a Hunsick. Nah, it's apparently LaSalle, but he has 30 years in community development, so excited to have him on. We have Youssef, one of the comedians is going to be on the You, Me, and Comedy. Mm-hmm. Big Will's anniversary. That's, September 17th? You know, all these promoters want everybody to wear pink all the time.
Our pink cups.
These guys got the Kanye bug. But if you're new to the show, the next 2 hours are going to be amazing. We'll give you the latest in hip-hop, R&B, and trap music, local, international news, entertainment, everything's popping, you know, a little bit of society satire. Mm. I'm alongside the Nigerian princess, the featured presentation. We call her Lambo because the doors only go up. You know, if you don't have that kind of money, you just don't understand the joke. So how you doing? How you doing this morning, Queen?
I'm doing good. So I'm going on with IG. IG's not liking the fact that we going live. They try to kick off. I'm like, I'm going to
kick you off.
It's okay. They do it to me every once in a while.
We got everything. We on Twitch. We on a little bit of everything. I think we're on your TikTok as well. So everything's going beautiful.
Yeah, they can't stop us. It's all
so
good.
How has your week been?
It's been interesting, you know, meetings and building my business, my brand, and, you know, starting some new projects. It's just like, you just see some really shady, shifty people in the industry. It's really interesting.
Talking about shifty, why is your pool still steaming?
Because it's hot. Forget a hot tub. This is like, I like my pool. And when it's cold outside, I like it when it's, I go swimming in the then morning you, and at night.
Then you wonder why Ballerama don't want to charge y'all $5, you bougie summer people. Then you wonder why y'all try and get hit, burning up all the good electricity. No, we got hydro, but goddamn, talk about good water source. I hope you guys watched it. Sell in Montreal. Dope YouTube miniseries. Black-owned, black-created. I think six professional real estate agents.
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out to the homegirl Capola. We have Cindy. There's a whole bunch of them, too. We're going to do a special with them just now. But their first episode came out, so I want to urge everybody to go watch it. About 16 minutes long. I loved it.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I liked it. I think it's really great to show successful black women in the industry doing just black women doing something, especially in Montreal, because let's be real, I'm gonna keep it real, as you know I always do, there's a lot of hate in Montreal. When you do things, you have to leave Montreal to get recognized and to come back. So the fact that these ladies decided to try and do it here, hats off to them, and they got my support.
No, look good. What I'm really excited about whenever I get invited to do a reality show is the cutout scenes. Mm. So, you know, there's a scene where stuff happened, then the other scene where you kind of like sitting down on the couch. Oh, I'm going to kill those shots. I'm going to kill those shots. I'm going to be talking mad smack. Because I think my director's cut vibe is the best. Like, when I walk you through a scene, my thinking, oh, man, it's beautiful stuff. So I saw the movie Nope the other day. Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you.
Nope, I didn't see it.
What? Well, we'll get to the movie in a minute. It's all over the place, man. I try to support the black dollar. The homeboy Jordan Peele did the movie. It's great. Once you go to VIP theater, you can't go back to anything else. Have you been to the VIP theater, Lambo? Yeah. I know you bougie. You don't go to no theater. She got a theater downstairs. She got it dropped down from the ceiling.
No, I've been to the theater. I like that theater. I like bougie VIP theaters. I like where I can drink, put my feet up, chill, feel like I'm at home.
You get the seats heated. There's no armrests in between. You can recline all the way. Boy, isn't that, man, that was a wild movie, man. But yeah, no, it's a little bit out there, man. But it's different, you know. I think wasn't that the first time a black director does like an alien kind of type of movie? But it was dope. The great actors in there too. Our homeboy, is that same homeboy from Get Out? Yeah, he's great. I don't know if you guys caught this, the B2K on Drink Champs. Well, listen, minus Omarion. I loved it, man. I loved it. The recording business is so filthy.
It's always filthy. The business, the entertainment industry is dirty as hell. You know, there's a lot of stuff, but you would be surprised that even in fashion and not every other industry, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of messed up people, really shifty people that want to try and like smile on your face and stab you in the back the minute you turn around.
If Omarion did that, if Omarion really went back and told the original managing crew, like, yo, these guys were planning to break up, then that's really shifty of him. Yeah. But, you know, he wanted to go solo, survive with the fitness out here. Mm. Now I need the Omarion drink champs by himself.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
I want to see the Omarion drink champs by himself. Great news. I don't know how you feel about this. Madam C.J. Walker, America's first female self-made millionaire, is now a Barbie.
Love it.
So they gave her a line of Barbie. So it's inspiring women dolls. Walker, the daughter of former slaves, was born as Sarah Breedlove. Mm-hmm. She achieved enormous success by funding Walker Manufacturing Company, a line of hair care products and cosmetics designed for black women, and employed thousands of black women at her company. So later in life, Walker went on to become a noted activist and philanthropist, supporting orphanages and black colleges and advocating for civil rights organizations and women's rights. This is a good look. They did give her that old-timey dress, though. they hit it with that 1800 swag. Talking about swag, I don't know why you didn't mention this. I thought this was up your alley, but last weekend was Montreal's Fetish Weekend. And then, you know, it was a photo walk for Freaky and Fabulous.
I know, I missed it this year. I was so upset. They sent me an invite. I'm like, I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
Did you know about this? Montreal's known for its sex positive atmosphere.
100%.
That's what it's called. We're sex positive. I call it very, just open.
No, very sex positive. And the fetish scene here in Montreal is insane. And the fetish fashion shows. And they have a lot of designers that make the latex gears. And listen, I walked in one of the fetish shows a few years ago. Listen, these designers, we have to take our hats off to them, because I don't know how they make these latex outfits. You know, getting into it is difficult, but how do you make it?
That's what my mind is kind of going with it. You know, I love seeing people in latex, but I don't tell my latex kind of guy. I don't know if there's enough baby powder and baby oil for the mind then, because I don't know. It just latex never really. Yo, listen, we've seen the shows. When you see the black guy at home, when he's on the solo time, he got the latex off in the closet. It's a tough bag for black guys. The latex is a tough bag. It sticks to you. It's shiny. I don't know. Like, you'll think Diddy will have a whole latex line, but no, we're not doing that. So last weekend was the 16th edition of the Fetish Weekend. Yeah. I'm going to put it in my calendar for next year.
So, gotta go.
Great news. I'm so excited about this guy. I think he's one of the most interesting persons we have in hip hop. Fadjul, yes. Is going to host the 2022 BET Hip Hop Awards. Quite a skeptic. The BET Hip Hop Awards, you know, it's getting some traction in the last couple of years. Because, man, I remember coming up in the late 90s. We had the Source Awards, and that was everything to us. So it took a while for the BET Hip Hop Awards kind of get its legs under it. So they've enlisted the Bronx legend to host their forthcoming awards show slated for October 4th at the Cobb Energy Center in Atlanta. I don't want to keep doing these awards down south. So Fadjul tells Billboard, this will be the biggest award show in history. It's truly an honor to host and produce the BET Hip Hop Awards, and I can't thank Kanye Orlando and the entire BET family enough for this opportunity. We're going to celebrate music, culture, and entertainment, honor the biggest and brightest stars in the world, and make this an unforgettable night for full of laughs and surprises. Always remember that yesterday's host and not today's host. He loves saying that line. This year, guy too, hip hop mogul and activist Russell Simmons invests in a tech startup, Simplicity, that increases quality of life in cities. Mm-hmm. I love the name. So the visionary Russell Simmons have invested in Palo Alto's base startup, Simplicity, which is a building a super app for cities, communities, and their residents. A mobile app.
Past Coconut Grove, you start going in past the Cuban district. That's where Little Haiti is.
It's getting crazy in Nova Scotia. So we know an artist, Pat Stay's death. You know, so a huge loss to the hip-hop community. Tubans are pouring in from around the world. For Nova Scotia rap battler who was killed over the weekend, last weekend, Pat Stay died after being stabbed in downtown Halifax early Sunday. The 36-year-old was well-known in the hip-hop scene with many recording artists, including Eminem, recognizing the loss to the community. Listen, man, that's tough, man. Now, he was really good, too, man.
Yeah.
Especially in this hip-hop thing, man, you know, it's hard, especially in Canada. You know, I haven't felt really cemented. You know, I know we have the Drake and the Biebers and the so forth, but I don't feel like we've really cemented ourselves enough to, like, to be losing guys at this point. We're trying to keep all the creators and the talents that we have. So, you know, our condolences go out to his friends and family, man. Pat Stay was a really dope dude. Let's jump to a little bit of news, though. I didn't know we're still facing this because they don't do updates about this, but Quebec is rolling out a new bivalent. I don't know what bivalent means. I know it's less than 10 letters, guys, but someone give me the definition of that. Bivalent COVID-19 vaccine against Omicron. Are we still looking out for Omicron? I don't know what we're looking out for. I don't know who the enemy is at this point.
But I don't know anymore.
So Moderna's new bivalent COVID-19 vaccine against Omicron variant BA1 will become available as soon as Thursday. Quebec Public Health Director announced. So Quebec already has 800,000 doses of the vaccine. Dr. Luc Boileau shared at a news conference Wednesday afternoon. I don't know. I know more things. You trying to get vaxxed more? Yo, I forget I got the first two. I'm like, this is still a thing. And yo, people got turned away at the border trying to go down to New York for Labor Day.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Homeboy got turned over. Nah, no vaccine, no roll true, bro.
Like, you ain't coming through.
So Quebec Conservative Party is proposing a $500 tax credit to pay for gym memberships. So as of 2022 election cycle pushes on, Quebec political parties are making promises after promises to garner votes and increase their popularity across the province. While some parties sell offbeat merch and others dunk on their constituents, Eric Durham's Conservative Party focuses on what really matters, tax rides for honoring leg day. So the proposal shouldn't be seen as an expense, but rather an investment, Durham said. So, that's what they're trying to do. The conservatives also want to allow doctors to medically prescribe physical activity. Finally, the party wants to eliminate the QSD for expenses related to physical activity, like buying sports equipment and gym memberships. So, do you want a tax credit for them ads, for that 8-pack? You trying to go back to the gym? You got your downstairs. Yeah, but even your gym downstairs, right? So, all the equipment you buy downstairs, they want to be able to refund you for that.
See, that would be good. That would have been good in my old house because I had a full gym in my old house. I'm like, yo, come on. I spent a lot of money.
Now, for all you gamblers out there, this is going to be some sad news. So Lotto 649 draws will be suspended indefinitely in Quebec. The workers are going on strike. So since the employees plan to go on an indefinite strike, the Crown Corporation has decided to postpone the launch of an improved version of Lotto 649. So, man, I didn't know people. Why is it, they have a nice building too? I didn't know why they mad. Listen, gotta get them rages right. We've had a great basketball season. So after a season of league leading attendance numbers, Montreal Lions GM sees pro basketball growing in Montreal. Now they did finish out the season 4-16 at the bottom of the table, but their attendance was amazing for the Montreal Lions, you know, our CEBL team. So good luck. Shout out to Joel Anthony, man. He'll come back on the show, man. Rookie general manager, man. NBA champion. Now, I'd love to hit you guys a little bit of science alert as we close out the news here. So a vampire... So a vampire in Poland found buried with a sickle to prevent the rise of the dead. Now, is it... Okay. So the American government has released all the things about the UFOs, right? Okay, so we've demystified that. Mm-hmm. Have we gotten to the point where it's like, okay, is True Blood a real thing? Okay, because someone tell me definitively. Where did vampires are not? Because I know you have Ukrainian and Nigerian. I'm getting there. You know, I'm not a geographical guy. You know, okay. This is not Where's Charlie. But I'm pretty sure Ukraine and Poland are somewhere close to each other and Transylvania and all that. Okay, are vampires real or not? Because True Blood seem real convincing.
It seem real convincing. I don't know. You know, it could be, may not be. You know, maybe we'll have to take a trip and figure it out. Go looking.
I'm
that curious person. No, I have my cross, my garlic, my holy water.
No, I'm good. I would not be exploring that. But the skeletal remains of a female vampire were found in a 17th century Polish graveyard with a sickle across her neck to prevent her from rising from the dead. So it's weird.
It's weird.
Because the skeleton's there and there's a sickle over the neck. So if she were to rise from the dead, her head would just be copped off. It's, yeah, man, the world's a crazy place. If we're not defrosting old bacteria, it's just one thing.
We need to leave it alone.
It's just one thing after the next. Yo, these guys are going off. Maddie has some kind of fly swatter that looks like a racket. Bro, can we go into some music, brother?
Some music, man.
When we come back, man, we got comedian Yousef coming up. He'll be one of the comedians at the You, Me, and Comedy, the Big Will Anniversary Breast Cancer Extravaganza, September 17th. So that's coming up next. We'll play some more music. You can catch us live. We're on Twitch, Detour 504, YouTube, Facebook. Everything that's moving that's hot is Detour 504. We on Fridays. This is the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Money. What's got me confused with some other chick. I'm not about to fight over outside dick. I can't even see me with no friendly nigga. You say that's your man, but baby, how you figure? Cause it's only 24 hours in the day. When do he see you? Cause he always in my face, staying over at my place. For all I know, girl, you's a lie. Say bye-bye. Cause the boy is mine. Cause the boy. Your tongue, know you wanna break this happy home. Tryna clap back like that's your king. Well, cause that ain't the case when he's with me. Said the boy is mine.
Now you wonder if I do. Got a bone to pick with you, I do. From the day we introduced, I know you was bad for me, but I loved it. I can't help it. You got good energy, but you give it to me. That means something. In case you ain't noticed, it's true. Well, baby, I got news for you. Fuck me good. No, you got a point to prove. Baby, I got news for you. If you're loyal, fuck me good. Baby, I got news for you. Baby, I got news for you. If you're loyal, fuck me good. No, you got a point to prove.
I do.
Baby, yeah. I got news for you.
If I got loyal, some news for you too.
Talk to
you real quick. You know that I rock with you. Pulling off in the drop with you. Low key in the spot with you. Stop playing, yeah. Look at this shit we done got into. Me, you both know we got issues. All good though, I ain't stopping with you. Yeah, I'm hooked on. Fucking on a bad bitch to a good song. Pull up, give me something I can push on. No, I wasn't living right and it looked wrong. And it took long, but I'm here now, baby. Took me out the game, you can cheer now, baby. Me and you vacay year round, baby. Women in my ear, I don't hear now, baby. What you fear now, baby? You might think that we not meant for each other. Well, baby, I.
Well, baby, I got news for you. Baby, I got news for you. If you're loyal, fuck me good. No, you got a point to prove.
You're on, huh?
Hey.
Good morning.
I just want to slow talk her a little bit, man.
I'm turning out around things. I'm used to having Maddie join Montreal on my seat. Good morning, man. 7:44 in the morning, man. It's the morning Detour. We are live on Twitch, Detour 504, YouTube, right, and Facebook, Detour 504. You know, listen, let's everybody go to Twitch, man. Want all the donations, the droplets.
That's right.
I had to call my boy Holden. I don't know what all these terminologies are. God damn. Listen, we need some more viewers.
Let's get it.
We on Twitch, man. Weez Moon Chase. I'm alongside Lambo. The doors only go up to Nigerian Princess. Mm. This morning, the funny guys are in the building. You know when Big Will come through, you always bring some comedians with us. So this morning, we have comedian Yousef. He'll be performing at the You, Me, and Comedy, Big Will's Breast Cancer / Celebration, Birthday Celebration, September 17th. Big Will, how much events you want to have in a year? Big Will be coming on after 8:15, man. We don't want to talk to him too early. Yousef, what's really good?
How's it going, guys? Thank you for having me, man. There's a whole vibe here you guys got going on.
So we found out some things about you. You're kind of, you know, I feel about the same way about you I feel about when I have Tori Lanez's sister on the show, Destiny. How's it feel having a popular sister? Because you're popular, she's popular. How's it work at the family dinners? We have Thanksgiving coming up next.
It's pretty good. I got two more sisters, and they're trying to find their niche now. They're like, what the fuck is going on?
Disclaimer.
Yeah, the views and opinions expressed by Weezy Moon, Chase, and Lambo, and their guests are solely that of them. It's not reflected upon McGill University or the CKT station. Now we can swear.
Now we can swear.
So they're all trying to find their hooding. So Yousef, you're a comedian. How long have you been doing this thing?
Not very long, man, but it's been a blessing since I started, man. I've been wanting to do it for a very, very long time now. I finally got to get going with it 3 months ago, and it's just been blasting off, man, ever since I started.
Which one of your friends do we have to blame? Who dared you to go into this? and walk me through that first performance, because I respect comedians so much, because I'm a big Chappelle guy. I don't know how you guys get up on stage and say, you know what? I'm going to try to make these people laugh.
Man, you know what? The shakes just started going away, man. Just started. 3 months later, man. I'm telling you, like, it's been wild. Honestly, my first experience going on stage was crazy because these guys, I went to an open mic, but it was a packed room. Like, these guys were filling up the room, right? Yeah. So, and then they were like, hey, man, you look like you could be funny. Like, I'm going to put you on near the end. I was like, okay, that sounds good to me, right? So I'm having one drink, waiting for my turn. Then two drinks, waiting for my turn. Then three drinks, then four drinks. And by the time they called my name up, I was like, oh, fuck.
I'm done.
Is it me right now? So I get on, I slur. I must have said the F word like a million times, right? As it would be for the first time.
Yeah.
When you're looking for your words.
Yeah, you were saucy already.
And it was still a great experience that they were like, okay, well, come back and refine it and make it better. And then we're going to put you on and on and on and on. And I've just been working like crazy ever since, man. It's been great. And now I'm getting ready to do Big Will's show. It's going to be a big one, probably the biggest venue that I've had to do so far right now. I think the most I've done was around 100 people, and we're looking at 200 people for this big Comedy and Me show,
nice,
which is benefiting breast cancer. So nice. Shout out to Big Will for putting it on like that and putting me on as well. I really appreciate it, man. I really, really do.
Now, listen, let's talk about the jokes now. Like, what kind of... I haven't seen your stuff yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to wait until September 17th to see how you just create this thing on stage.
Same, yeah.
How do you put together this set? You know, do you view yourself as a vulgar? Goddamn, the bees in Pancor.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the suburbs. You guys in your pool. Do you view yourself as a vulgar comedian? Are you pulling out stories from your life?
You know what? I think that every comedian, when he's starting out, is vulgar. I mean, like, that's where you go. Like, that's the way you're comfortable getting it out there, right? But as you start writing and creating better and better jokes, you start to lean off of the vulgarity, and you can find that silver lining between being vulgar and being absolutely hilarious and clean at the same time. So we transitioning towards there. Right now, I'm just ripping apart, like, religion, for example, because I grew up in a Muslim household, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, religion was never really my thing. I guess I'm too stubborn, too hard to convince, right? So, you know.
I'm too hard to convince.
I like that.
Maybe just to put it nicely, right?
When did you bring hip-hop into your Muslim home?
Very early.
Give us that
album?
Story.
Which album?
Well, listen. Yo, my like, as it would be for Lebanese families, right? I'm from Lebanon. My oldest sister, she would travel every year to go back and visit. I would have her bring me back Tupac tapes from Lebanon. I swear to God, man. Yeah.
Why did you get the Tupac tapes here?
Like, well, that's just was how it was. Like,
was
it
different
cut in
Lebanon?
Like,
I don't know.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't matter. It didn't matter what where any, like, hip hop was always a part of it, right? So I just loved it growing up. But it's not hip hop that took me away from religion. It's not. It was just common sense, I'd like to say, you know. Oh,
man. But I like that because I'm the kind of person that says, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I have a lot of faith. I believe
in
the
believe
universe.
In God, yeah. 100%. That's where 100%, I'm at, right? It's called being agnostic, really.
Exactly.
That's what it is, right? 100%. You believe in God. Like, just
all these big words on morning. You guys, you know.
I didn't drink enough.
Sorry, I didn't give you the disclaimer. We don't say words longer than 10 letters on the show.
Okay, so I always do it anyway.
We're going to have to count how many letters agnostic is. I think we still made it.
We made it. We did it again.
Listen.
Somebody would have failed
this. Hey, Big Will, can you check that up? I think he might be right. I think he might be at 9.
But yeah, man. Okay. Like for now, I just like to make fun of my kids, man. Kids say the most genius things when they're really, really young, and then the older they get, it seems like they just get dumber and dumber.
How many kids do you have?
Like,
how old
oh
are they?
My goodness, I got 5 kids.
Ooh, no. I have 4.
I got 5. You gotta catch up.
You are here like regulators. You need to come to the regulators barbecue on Saturday to Angry on Park to be feed burgers and drinks. You have 5 kids.
How old?
The Lebanon genes is strong.
No, here's what happened when I was 35 years old right now. So when I was 25, I met a woman who already had 3 boys.
Okay.
That's too much
and
boys.
Then, so that, but that's it, right? And then I added 2 more to the equation over the 10 years. And if you do the math, you got me.
I don't want to do that math.
No.
How do you, okay, I'm going to get you in trouble now. Now, you don't love the boys, the first 3 boys that aren't your kids.
Do.
And hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right, I'll let you finish the sentence.
Hold on.
My husband would have done the same thing. Boom.
Be honest about the love. Be honest, love. Your kids that you had with her and the kids she had before, is it the same kind of love? Because me, I always tell people, I can't have 2 kids, no matter where it comes from, because I only have enough love for 1 kid. You have a favorite. Yeah. Don't lie. You
I have a favorite. I do have
say
a favorite.
Say it on the show. No,
you want to know who my favorite is?
All you parents are like sick and tired of you guys.
It's the third, who is my stepson.
He's
this
your
kid,
favorite?
This kid, when I met him, he was 3 years old. This kid like a soldier, man.
Yeah, we like soldiers.
He comes into the house, takes off his shoes, puts them on the side. Everybody else kick their shoes around. He takes off his jacket, hangs it. Everybody else walk in, drop their school bag and everything like that. This kid is a soldier, man. This kid understands. He thinks on a different level. He comes in, he opens his school books, and he does them. After that, he goes and watch TV, play his video games. I let him do everything, and all the other kids are always jealous with him. All the time. I swear to God. And they're like, oh, you always let Sky play, and you always let Sky. I say, I don't have to ask Sky to do nothing. Sky has a carte blanche. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Do you have any girls?
I have 1 baby girl.
So
she's
1 girl
turning
and 4,
9 and 4 boys, man.
You see, you're brave. You said who your favorite is. My daughter comes up to me. She's like, Mommy, I know who your favorite was, and now I know
who's
I'm your
favorite. Who's your
favorite?
Because you have a lot of kids, too.
I don't have a favorite.
You have a favorite.
Listen, honesty is the best policy. It is the best policy. You want to be a favorite, you better put in some work.
I think Constantine might be your favorite.
No, you know what? Anastasia was always my favorite for a very long time, and she didn't realize she was my favorite.
Then she got moved up.
You know? Constantine, you know, he's my special boy. He's my special needs baby, but he's my special boy, and there's a connection. Because you know why I have a connection with Constantine? Is because he's a lot like my first son. First of all, they look a lot alike, and they have a lot of the same demeanors and mannerisms. And I'm like, so I look at my son who's going to be 25. Mm. And I'm like, and I look at my little one who's 7. I'm like, oh,
you
my God.
You look 25.
Thank you. Okay. So it takes me in.
She's the Nigerian princess.
But no, and what you were saying, Weezy, when you only have love for one. Let me tell you something.
I don't want to do it, man.
But let me tell you something.
I don't have no kids yet.
I felt the same way. Until I had 1, then 2, and then I realized, I'm like, no, you actually can have a lot of love.
You didn't do much when you had 2. It seems like a lot of work. It seems like a lot.
Listen,
First of all, I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, for a long time, I was like, what was I thinking? Yo, you guys got to wake up every 2 hours when you have a newborn to feed them.
Well, if you're breastfeeding,
that doesn't last too long. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be lazy, you just have the baby sleep right next to you.
Yo,
listen, when I had the kids, I never even got up once, man.
No.
I didn't get out of bed once.
Nor
I was just like, just give them the titty.
That's
like,
what I did.
Baby's in bed. Just fucking.
Is your partner Lebanese as well?
No. She's from the Philippines.
Okay, that's what's up.
But that's what you got to do. You bring the baby to the bed, and then all you do every 2 hours is flip the titty out.
That's it.
It
that's
makes it easier.
The problem with that, though, is that when they're like three and you're like, it's enough now, you need your own bed, and they're used to it. It's our fault, but it's okay. But at a certain point, you just throw them in there, you lock the door, and you put the earplugs in.
There you go.
And then they get over it.
They'll get traumatized.
Do you have jokes about your family? Things are off limits? Okay, do you give them a disclaimer beforehand? Because I was wondering, like, what comedians?
I don't practice in front of my kids, if that's what you're asking.
No. But do you tell them? Hey, listen. Do you tell your partner? Listen, I got some jokes on y'all.
Oh no, she find out when she shows up to the show, man. No. When she finds out right then and there. You know what I mean?
So you're not afraid of the smoke?
No, hell no, I'm not afraid. It's meant to be smoke, man. There's meant to be some smoke there. You know what I mean?
Me and Lambo, we firefighters. We only have three people in our fire station.
I'm making the fire. I'm not putting them out, man. I'm not putting them out. I just don't matter. One time, their mom was there, and I was telling everybody a story about how my daughter, when she was four, she said the cutest thing. She came up to me and she was like, "Daddy, let's give mommy a lot of food so her belly can get really fat, and I can have a baby sister." And like,
that's the cutest thing.
That's not how it works, right? So I had to keep it real with my daughter. I said, "Sweetheart, that's not how pregnancy works. Mommy needs to lose at least 10, 15 pounds if you want her to get pregnant again." You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how pregnancy really works, for real.
So were you on the sofa that night? It wasn't a sofa night.
I never sleep on the sofa, man.
Big man talks. Gotcha, big man talks. Listen, in this climate now, the society we live in now, everything's so PC. Everything has to be so much above board.
It's
a horrible time to be a comedian. Do you give a fuck, or you're just like, I'm across the line?
I don't. I'm across every line I can without.
So give me your best Legault joke.
No.
Legault said, I didn't get a chance to squeeze in the news. So Legault says that Montreal is looking down on people from Lévis. Now, I went to Lévis a couple of years ago for a birthday celebration. I was treated very nicely in Lévis, better than I am here.
Yeah, they're nice people.
The Quebecers are really nice to me.
They actually are. And you know what's so funny is that in Quebec, they have more like American tourists there.
They do. Yeah.
And they actually accommodate the English a lot better than some of these
in Montreal, for sure.
But did you notice there's more English signage? When I was in Quebec City, when we were there, I noticed there was a sushi shop, and I'm looking, and I'm like, "Where's the French translation?
Right.
Oh my God,
it's
the language
weird.
Police!" And
it's
there was
really
none.
A Montreal thing. And like, look at the Montreal thing. Flag, the red cross on that Montreal flag, man. They better think twice, right?
So give us a look, because I've called out. I've worked on TV before on news, and I've called Legault out. I've called Trudeau out. And they still gave me awards for doing community service. I was like, wow, I'm putting you all on the spot. So give us your best Trudeau and Legault. I'm putting you on the spot.
Nah, come on. I'm not. 3 months in, I'm doing the impersonations on Legault.
You said 3 months
in. Doors only go up. You're kidding, hey.
Yo, mad people hit me up like, what does that mean, Weezy? The doors only go. I said, well, listen, I can't afford a Lamborghini. I'm waiting for a Lambo to line up the dealership thing so we can go
on.
Because I'm doing a whole video with just the doors going up. 18 videos, the doors going up. Look, this door goes up, that door goes up.
But that's the next photo shoot. That's what I'm saying. They're going to know. They're going to understand that.
But that Maddie Phillip impression was spot on, though. That was fucking good, man.
The doors got to go on, man. The doors got to go on. Much of my statement, speaking with Youssef, upcoming comedian. He has headliner potential, of course. He'll be performing at You, Me, and Comedy, the Big Will and Friends comedy show, September 17th, birthday celebration. But also... special for breast cancer, very important thing. Early detection is so important. I was watching the Chappelle thing, and Chappelle said that he doesn't feel gynecologists should be men. It should only be women. It's a filthy job. Do you agree with that as well?
I mean, Dave Chappelle might be a Muslim, right? It's just like a Muslim mentality thing, right? I mean,
I agree with that. I think gynecologists should only be women.
Why?
My girl, tell me.
I wanna know why.
Yeah, I just feel,
tell you why.
Okay, so Dave Chappelle goes, so if the gynecologist is a man, is it inappropriate if he smells his finger after?
Yes, it is.
And would it be any better if a woman did it?
No.
As long as you guys know, this is a mature morning show.
It is.
You got, it's 7:58. If you ain't
dropped
the
kids already in school.
If you ain't dropped the kids yet, what are you doing as a parent?
Wake up and smell your fingers, man.
You know, but that's the thing. You know why I think it should only be women? Because I've had male gynecologists before. I've had a male OBGYN. And some of you doctors be
Did you
in
choose
there.
Him? Did you choose
no,
him?
No, I was on a list and I didn't choose him. And I was like,
okay,
oh my
so you're
God,
mad because he
in.
Wasn't delicate enough?
listen, there's a time for rough play, and it's not the time when I'm trying to check out everything. I don't need my organs to get shifted around when I'm getting checked out.
You're right, but you know what? At the same time, the whole thing about men being gynecologists is not really for the men's side of it. It's more to keep the woman comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even with me, I work for the CLSC, and I do home care, and I go and I wash people. I give them their medication and everything like that. And there's, like, an unwritten thing about how men wash men and women wash women.
But
it has nothing to do with whether I'm going to be rough with the woman or not. It has to do with her own comfort. So I totally understand that.
Like, I'm comfortable, except for the fact, like, I had a male gynecologist for a long time. But it was when we switched and I had another male gynecologist, and then I was like,
it seems like they're all male, though, no?
You know?
I feel like
a lot of them are men.
But not the Jewish, and I would see the gynecologist.
I work at a Jewish now, too. You know, I'm going to apply for the OBGYN. You know what? I'm
going to apply.
I want to become OBGYN.
Why? Why do you want to become an OBGYN?
How many black OBGYN? I want to know the mysticism behind the box.
You
know,
you want to get the lights all in there.
Can I say vagina on radio? We know we are. FM.
You just did.
Vagina is the appropriate medical term.
You know,
so it's okay.
You know, they can't say the P word, right? You know, there's an oath. You didn't know.
Somebody told me there was an oath about
Doing this show, too much information. I know too much stuff now.
That's good.
So
That's a good problem to have.
I just feel like I'll look good in a white coat. You know, I just want to have a secretary and come in. Where's my coffee,
and
Julie?
And you're going to be all up in
Julie,
there
Julie, where's my coffee?
Finding the mystery.
Yeah, but see, my problem, Youssef, I have this thing where I can't unknow things, right? like I still remember where I have an ex-girlfriend that farted when I was, like, 19 in my first semester of college. I still can't unknow that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't look. I feel like if I was a black OBGYN, I'll see certain things. Mm. Like, not everybody's clean, Lambo.
Oh, I know. I'm a woman, and I've been around other women.
Big Will, some people be frothing out there.
Yeah, you be nicknaming them when you see them in the street. Hey, frothing.
Youssef, man, you're a dope guy. Youssef, I feel like you need your own reality show, man. You need, like, a special.
Yeah, I feel
like a camera. You're Lebanese. You're Muslim. Your wife is Filipino.
Agnostic.
Agnostic. Okay. He's spiritual. He's spiritually inclined. Do you burn sage at home? You get rid of the bad spirits? I wonder if Youssef feels like he's living in the shadows. You feel like you need to start doing jokes about your sister, Free by the Image.
That's right.
One of the hottest tattoo artists in the city, period.
Yeah,
right
shout
now.
Out to her.
If you ain't getting no work from her, you ain't shit.
I'm still waiting for work. I just found out about it. I'm like, I'm gonna be in
today. I'm like, yo, I
I'm
know.